Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Emma Phillips' The Complete Anxious. Avoidant and Disorganized Attachment Recovery Workbook with Somatic Therapy is a self-help workbook focused on attachment healing, nervous system regulation, and relationship repair. Its subject is the connection between early relational patterns and adult intimacy, especially the anxious, avoidant, and disorganized styles that can lead to overthinking, withdrawal, emotional reactivity, or unstable closeness. The book belongs to the practical psychology and guided workbook category rather than academic theory. And its purpose is to help readers identify their attachment blueprint and practice daily tools that support a more secure style. Based on available product information, its distinctive feature is the integration of contemporary attachment theory with somatic therapy methods, including breathing, grounding, gentle movement, and reflective prompts. The book is structured for short daily use, positioning healing as a repeatable practice rather than a one-time insight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identifying the attachment blueprint before attempting change. A central function of the workbook is helping readers distinguish among anxious, avoidant, and disorganized attachment patterns before selecting tools for change. This matters because the same relationship behavior can have different emotional causes. An anxious reader may pursue reassurance because uncertainty feels threatening, while an avoidant reader may withdraw because closeness feels intrusive or overwhelming. A disorganized pattern can combine both impulses, creating cycles of longing for connection and fearing it at the same time. By emphasizing identification first, the book avoids treating attachment distress as a single problem with a single solution. The workbook format also makes self-recognition more active than passive reading. Reflective prompts encourage readers to notice recurring reactions, triggers, and beliefs about safety in relationships. This approach is practical because attachment styles often become visible not through abstract labels, but through repeated patterns in conflict, communication, and emotional recovery. The value of this section is not diagnosis in a clinical sense, but orientation. It gives readers a working map of their relational habits so that later exercises can be applied with more precision and less self-blame. Secondly, using nervous system regulation as the foundation for attachment recovery, the workbook places attachment healing within the broader context of nervous system regulation, drawing on ideas associated with somatic therapy and polyvagal theory. This framing is important because attachment reactions are not only thoughts or choices. They often appear as bodily states such as tightness, urgency, numbness, restlessness, or shutdown. When a person is highly activated, advice about communication or boundaries may be difficult to apply because the body is already preparing for threat. The book, therefore, treats regulation as a prerequisite for more secure relating. Somatic practices such as diaphragmatic breathing, grounding, and gentle movement are presented as ways to bring the body out of alarm or collapse and back towards steadier presence. The strength of this approach is its realism. Many attachment workbooks emphasize insight, but insight alone may not interrupt a panic-driven text, a defensive silence, or a sudden emotional freeze. By including body-based practices, the workbook gives readers tools for the moment before they react. The aim is not to eliminate emotion, but to widen the pause between activation and behavior. Thirdly, style-specific interventions for anxious, avoidant, and disorganized patterns. A notable feature of the book is its organization around interventions tailored to different attachment styles. This is useful because anxious, avoidant, and disorganized patterns require different corrective experiences. Anxious attachment often benefits from practices that reduce reassurance seeking, calm catastrophic thinking, and strengthen internal safety. Avoidant attachment may require exercises that make emotional awareness and safe closeness more tolerable without forcing immediate vulnerability. Disorganized attachment can require particular attention to mixed signals, sudden shifts between pursuit and withdrawal, and the need for stabilization before deeper relational risk. The book's style-specific structure helps prevent a common weakness in relationship self-help, where every reader is encouraged to communicate more, open up more, or set boundaries more without considering their attachment defenses. A person who fears abandonment may misuse openness as protest, while a person who fears engulfment may experience closeness exercises as pressure. By differentiating interventions, the workbook presents secure attachment as a flexible capacity rather than a fixed personality type. The practical implication is that recovery is not about copying a secure person's behavior on the surface, but gradually building the internal conditions that make secure behavior possible. Fourthly, combining reflective journaling with somatic exercises for integrated practice. The workbook appears to combine written reflection with body-based exercises, and that combination is central to its method. Journaling prompts help readers name beliefs, patterns, needs, and triggers, while somatic exercises address the physiological charge that often accompanies those discoveries. This dual structure is important because attachment wounds can be understood cognitively while still being reenacted physically. A reader may know that a partner's delayed reply is not abandonment, yet still feel urgency in the chest, stomach, or breath. Conversely, calming the body without reflection may provide temporary relief but leave the underlying relational pattern unexamined. By pairing prompts with practices, the book encourages readers to move between awareness and regulation. The reflective component supports pattern recognition, while the somatic component supports tolerance of the emotions that pattern recognition brings up. This makes the workbook more active than a standard explanatory guide to attachment theory. It is designed to be used rather than merely understood. The likely benefit is cumulative small moments of naming, breathing, grounding, and reconsidering can gradually weaken automatic responses and make new relational choices more accessible. Lastly, the 10-minute daily format is a behavioral design choice. The promise of practice in about 10 minutes a day is not just a convenience claim. It shapes the book's entire practical logic. Attachment patterns are maintained through repetition, so change also depends on repeated experiences of regulation, reflection, and relational choice. Long, intensive exercises can be valuable, but they are often difficult to sustain when readers are stressed, avoidant, overwhelmed, or emotionally reactive. A short daily format lowers the threshold for participation and makes the work more compatible with ordinary routines. This design also matches the nature of nervous system training. Brief, repeated regulation practices may help readers recognize activation earlier and return to steadiness more reliably than occasional deep work alone. The limitation is that short exercises should not be mistaken for a complete substitute for therapy, especially for readers with significant trauma, unsafe relationships, or severe distress. Still, the structure is useful for self-guided support and for complementing clinical work. Its practical value lies in making attachment recovery concrete, not a vague aspiration to become secure, but a sequence of small practices that can be repeated until they become more familiar than old reactions. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for readers who recognize recurring relationship patterns, such as fear of abandonment, emotional shutdown, unstable closeness, overthinking, or difficulty feeling safe with intimacy. It may also be useful for people already in therapy who want structured exercises between sessions, as well as readers who prefer a workbook format over a purely explanatory self-help book. Its practical benefits include clearer recognition of attachment style, improved emotional regulation, more deliberate responses to relational triggers, and a framework for building secure habits through repetition, intellectually. It helps readers connect attachment theory with the body, showing that relational change is not only a matter of better communication, but also of nervous system capacity. Compared with many books in the attachment category, its distinguishing feature is the combination of anxious, avoidant, and disorganized attachment work in one volume with somatic practices and short daily exercises. Rather than focusing only on identifying patterns or offering broad relationship advice, it emphasizes embodied regulation, reflective prompts, and style-specific application. Its realistic strength is accessibility. It translates complex ideas into manageable practices. Readers seeking deep clinical treatment should not view it as a replacement for professional care, but as a structured self-guided resource for everyday attachment recovery. If you would like to support Emma Phillips, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.